Good afternoon. A gusty west-northwesterly breeze continues to bring in moisture, mainly in the form of cloud cover across interior New York and New England, but more persistent snow showers and squalls can be found across the Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, and even into the I-88 corridor in the greater Capital District from time to time. In some of these spots, we could see a little dust on the ground up to a few inches closer to Lake Ontario. In between, scattered flurries will be flying around from time to time into the afternoon hours, although clouds will tend to break up and we may even see a little more in the way of sunshine before sunset. Temperatures will remain in the lower to mid-40s for afternoon highs. Overnight tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies and the wind will diminish. Temperatures will drop back into the teens. Tomorrow, we'll watch a storm system evolve out of the western Gulf of Mexico, head through the Mississippi Valley and toward the Great Lakes. On this track, any morning sunshine will give way to increasing and thickening clouds during the day, and light snow will break out from south to north through the latter stages of the afternoon and into the evening hours. The snow will add up to at least a couple of inches from I-90 and points north, while there will be a transition pretty quickly south of I-90 during the early part of the evening. There could be a period of some sleet or freezing rain during the transition, but mainly rain is likely on Sunday night. Where the precipitation remains all snow, closer to the Canadian border, up to 3 to 5 inches could accumulate by Sunday morning. Otherwise, rain steady at times overnight Saturday night and into Sunday morning as temperatures climb through the 30s and into the 40s. Just about everyone will see all rain showers on Sunday during the daylight hours, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers toward evening. It'll become breezy, but temperatures will remain in the 40s for afternoon highs. As this system deepens as it departs over the Canadian Maritimes, we'll see a stronger pull of colder air in starting on Sunday night. The cold air will continue to flow in on a strong northwesterly breeze during the day on Monday, and with a mix of sun and clouds, highs will only be in the middle 20s. Another weak disturbance will head our way for Tuesday. That'll bring a chance for some light snow by late in the day, and temperatures will remain in the lower to mid 20s. Leftover snow showers behind the system, still blustery and quite cold, with highs in the lower 20s, and then highs only in the teens, with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that developing storm along the western Gulf Coast will move northward to the mid-Mississippi Valley by tomorrow evening. The system will pull moisture in off the Gulf of Mexico northward into the Ohio Valley and lower Great Lakes. An area of rain and freezing rain is developing over the southern plains, and an ice storm warning is in effect across parts of Oklahoma and Texas along the Red River. Snow will develop over the high plains of West Texas, and winter storm warnings are in effect there. Meanwhile, warmer air is being drawn into the system from the Gulf of Mexico, which will spread showers and thunderstorms from the central Gulf Coast to the lower Mississippi Valley, and some of the storms could be severe. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 40s, Boston mostly sunny, breezy in the mid-30s, and in Buffalo partly sunny and breezy with highs around 30. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 16. The record high 61 set in 1890, and the record low 20 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:33 p.m. 9 hours, 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with a few snow showers and highs in the mid to upper 20s, though staying in the teens across the mountains. Mostly clear tonight, lows 0 to 10 above, though below 0 across the higher terrain. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with snow showers and steadier squalls immediately downwind of Lake Ontario, highs in the upper 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lake effect snow showers and lows in the teens. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. A mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Clouds giving way to increasing sunshine today, breezy with highs in the lower to mid-30s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds during the day with light snow breaking out from south to north by dark, highs in the lower 30s. Snow transitioning to sleet and some freezing rain, then just a plain cold rain overnight Saturday night and Sunday morning. Showers on Sunday afternoon, becoming breezy with temperatures in the 40s. Partly sunny, breezy, and colder Monday, mid-20s. Some light snow late in the day on Tuesday in the mid-20s. Leftover snow showers, windy and even colder Wednesday in the lower 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds staying in the teens on Thursday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.